This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sirens wailed across Tel Aviv and Israel, sending people for cover on Monday night as the country's defense system intercepted rockets. Meanwhile, in the Gaza Strip, there were multiple blasts over the enclave and large plumes of smoke around sundown as Israel continues to pound the area 6 weeks into the war on Hamas. Israeli forces have seized wide areas to the north, northwest, and east of Gaza City, the Israeli military says. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A group of prematurely born babies from Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital were evacuated to Egypt for urgent treatment on Monday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
A first group of 28 premature babies was evacuated on Monday and taken for urgent treatment. The babies have captured global attention since images emerged of them lying side by side on beds after their incubators were switched off for want of power. When doctors at Al-Shifa first raised the alarm, there were 39 babies. 8 have since died. Israeli troops are searching for what they say is a vast Hamas tunnel network built beneath the hospital.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. A relative of a hostage captured by Hamas said late Monday that Israel's top officials told him and other families of the captives they won't prioritize their release over defeating Hamas. Yudi Gorin, whose cousin is in captivity in Gaza, was one of several family members of hostages who met with the war cabinet, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He told reporters they heard that taking down Hamas and bringing the hostages home are equally important, adding it's incredibly disappointing after being told it could take months or years, and it's going to take a long time.